بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام وشرف الأنبياء صحابة اجمعين اما بعد لورد مير ليدر اوف ذا كونسل جون ليج ممبر اوف بارلمنت فيلو كونسلرز كانديديتس سوبرنتندنت ام ا فورمر بليسمان Brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Can I start by really thanking the organizers? It's always a great pleasure to be here. In the past, I've always enjoyed the food. But when I came in today and saw the layout, I got worried. I know there's a mosque downstairs. I thought, are they going to planning to open a hotel here, a restaurant? Great. So look forward to the meal too. Thank you very much. And it's wonderful to see the excellent work that you are doing here. We know in our faith that the teachers are very basically that mosque is the heart of the community. It's the center of all our activities. It is through the mosque that we get the energy and we go and spread this into the society. That is what the role is. Rab Nawaz has already talked about the work that's going on, the work which went on in the early days, 400 years ago. Almost every activity was held here, and that is why one of the reasons the mosque, we say that the mosque is house of God. It does not belong to anyone, and therefore mosque is open to a Muslim as well as a non-Muslim, a person of a faith or of a no faith. Any human is always welcomed in a mosque, and it's good to see that this is precisely what you're doing. You're opening the doors. And let me tell you another reason why I think it's important. Not too long ago, in one of the mosques, they allowed some young children from school to come in and they talked about the mosque and the work that goes on. They did that and there was a question and answer session, and one of the child said, "Can you tell me now, where do you keep the guns?" Now, that is a serious point actually. If we don't get our message out there, what we are all about, then misconception can take place. That innocent child, what he was seeing on the television, what he was reading the papers, what he was hearing, his image was, maybe we keep guns somewhere here. But we know Islam is peace, Islam stands for that, and the message is for peace and it's for everyone. So that's why we've got to open these doors. And I'm pleased that we've now moved things on. It wasn't that long when we only had one or two mosques in Manchester. More than 50 mosques are in Manchester now. Alhamdulillah, that's progress. That's important. They have a very important role to play and to make sure that Manchester progresses, that every citizen of Manchester has a stake in the city, and every one of those citizens contributes to make Manchester a truly world-class city. We all have that role, and that's why I think we are really delighted that we have MCOM now. It's been hard work. Rabno has been there, many other people have been there. I went into that project and I thought in 3 months I inshallah will achieve this. It took me 15 months. It's been hard work. But what I'm happy about is we've been able to pull everybody together, all the different backgrounds, different nationalities, different sects, they're all on board, alhamdulillah. And I think this next phase of the Muslim community in Manchester will be tremendous, because they do really have an important role to play, and they have a huge energy also which to share with everybody else as well. So let's hope that the work that which has started now through the MCOM, we can take it to the next level. Because it's straightforward really. The end of the day, the teaching is there to be shared. It's the fruit is by sharing it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the best among humanity are those who bring benefit to others. That is the quality of individual, that is the quality of the Muslim, that you must bring benefit to others. There are individuals, small elements who go astray, bring bad name to our faith, to our community. We must stand up to that. But we must put forward the true image of Islam, the true image of Muslims. That is our responsibility, and we will be held accountable for that responsibility. So let's hope, brothers and sisters, inshallah we do that. The second thing I want to say is this, and this is not a political point. I am a Labour, that's who I am. There are liberals there as well, liberal Democrats, and the Conservative one sitting in there as well. There may be more supporters of them. So I'm just saying there's one sitting there. Look, there's election out there. Again, being an active citizen, that requires we take part. And again, one of the things we will be making sure that we get this message out there, that we must go and vote. It's up to the individuals who they vote for, which party they vote for, which candidate they vote for. That's for the individual's choice. But it is amana. It's a trust. And the trust must be delivered to the one who deserves. So we must look at the candidates. We must say, what do they contribute? What will they contribute as our representatives? And those who deserve that, you should give that vote to them. So I hope, inshallah, every one of you here will make sure that you do that vote. And also get your friends, the relatives, others to vote. That's important, to be part of the civic society. There's also a referendum going on. We need to make sure we think about that. Are the changes which are being recommended good or bad? I have my own position on it. Others can have, again, I'm not going to share that with you. But we need to think about those changes as well, and we need to take part in that. So let us, inshallah, be an active citizen. I've said in the past that, look, Rabna has also talked about the vision of Manchester and things which are here, the richness and diversity which we celebrate here. Alhamdulillah, when I came and worked with the MCOM, again, one of the things I saw was amazingly the different nationalities who are here, the work they're doing, different sex ideas which are operating here. That is the richness, actually, which we need to work together. So let us develop that work, improve with other communities as well, and let us be that example and keep up this good work and the good food too. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.